does it mean to be a gifted student? Well, that might depend on where your kids go to school. Typically, it's parents who identify their kids for gifted testing. But in the North Shore School District in Bothell, universal screening is now the norm. Last year, there were only 28 low-income students among the 3,000 identified as academically gifted. A new approach to screening is meant to change that. Dr. Michelle Reed is superintendent of the North Shore School District, and she told me the pivot came after a review of their program by Vanderbilt University professor Donna Ford.
She actually shared with us that our highly capable program appeared to be a country club program. She said while our intent was sound, the impact of the decision-making and the process we had previously had really was creating serious racial inequities.
And when you heard the term country club, how did that fall on your ears?
I think I was quoted in the paper as saying, I almost slid under the table because that was in a public live stream board study session. And no superintendent or CEO of any organization wants to hear that their programs are essentially inequitable when your core value and mission is to be equitable. So that was very problematic for us as a district, as a board, for me personally. So it was really kind of a call to action, to be honest with you. And once we realize there's a better way to do things, then we have to choose that, right?
So what did you decide to do?
Well, the old system used to be based on nomination. For example, primarily, as it turned out, parent nomination. And then there were a series of Saturdays that kids could come to test at different testing locations in the district, which created huge inequities, as you might guess, because not all families even knew about a nomination process, nor did all families have the ability to get their children to a testing area on a Saturday. The other thing Donna Ford shared with us is that the assessment we'd been using as a district had a racial bias. It was not culturally responsive. In fact, research had shown that our Black and Hispanic students often would score significantly lower than our white or Asian students. This is across the country, not unique to North Shore. So she said that rather than use what we had been using, if we would move to the Negliere screener, which is a name for a type of screener which is nonverbal, then all kids would have a level playing field to actually access the program. So we shifted the screener as well.
So you knew how you used to do things. Then you got this review from Donna Ford. At that point, what did you decide to do?
So we made the decision, and our board, I think, was very courageous in making the decision that we were going to screen all 16,000 of our kindergarten through eighth grade students, which we did in the month of January.
And what kind of results are you seeing?
Well, we had over 3,000 kids that hit the 85th percentile or greater on the Negliere as a screener, and so we're moving those 3,400 students forward for the second phase of testing.
And how does that compare to the number of kids that you would see in the old way of sorting?
It's exponentially larger, yeah.
Can you expand a bit on the idea about why it matters that there's more kids in your district that are receiving gifted education?
Well, what I would say, to me, it's not a gifted education issue, it's an equity issue. If we have a gifted program at all, then as a public school, every public school child ought to be able to access it. So one of the things Dr. Ford said is we will never solve the problem of overrepresentation of our kids of color, poverty, and second language in special education until we solve the underrepresentation of those kids in our highly capable programs. So I think that's a powerful statement in the sense that we have to view all children as capable learners and really begin to understand that every child brings amazing potential to the table. And this is our first step, our first, if you will, stake in the ground in that strategic plan work.
Dr. Michelle Reed is superintendent of the North Shore School District in Bothell. A district spokesman says they're still crunching through the initial numbers and more students could still be identified this year. Dr. Reed is also backing a bill in the state legislature that would require all school districts to use universal screening for their gifted programs.